The 23rd annual City Lit Festival takes place this weekend, bringing together avid readers and great writers to celebrate the literary arts. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews some of the work she'll be discussing live at the festival this weekend. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. This Saturday, The Weekly Reader will continue a tradition begun last year of hosting a panel of local authors with new books at the City Lit Festival. With authors whose work ranges from literary fiction to a YA verse novel to straight-up horror, this should be a fascinating conversation. Jung Yun's All the World Can Hold takes place on a cruise ship that sets off just after 9/11/2001. Planned as a floating party where fans can hobnob with former cast members of a Love Boat-style TV show, the discomfort of attempting such a vacation at this moment is too much for some people. The main characters include Doug, an erstwhile hottie who played the show's bartender, Franny, a Korean-American lawyer who's brought her family to celebrate her mother's 70th birthday, and Lisa, a black MIT senior who got offered a free trip at the last minute. Soon, she can't imagine why she's accepted. Putting The Love Boat and 9/11 in the same sentence, much less the same novel, seems a risky business, but Yun makes it work by embracing the awkwardness and absurdity of the fact that life must go on. Even the bizarrely amped-up version of life lived on a cruise ship, with its ice sculptures, food garnishes, and ridiculous traditions. Her sensitivity to the subtle and not-so-subtle operations of race, sexuality, gender, and privilege adds texture. Truth is Hannah Sawyer's second book, a young adult novel written in free verse poems. Now, if you didn't know that young readers are wild about this type of thing, let me point you to Elizabeth Acevedo's 2018 book, The Poet X, which went about as viral as a book can go and won the National Book Award. Sawyer's own first book, All the Fighting Parts, used the form to explore sexual abuse, faith, and healing, winning ample recognition along the way. We in Baltimore were just watching the rest of the world catch up, as she was our 2016 Youth Poet Laureate. Truth is the story of Truth Bangura's second year of high school in Philadelphia. An aspiring slam poet who has just sent her college applications in when she finds out she's pregnant, she can't tell her mom, who seems to believe that Truth herself reflects her own biggest mistake, and her best friend doesn't support her at all. Kirkus called it unforgettable, dynamic, and emotionally resonant, and I agree. So did the National Book Awards Committee, where it was a finalist last year. I can honestly say I have never read anything like Iman Quota's The Night Is Not For You, which riffs on Middle Eastern folklore to create what Publishers Weekly called in a starred review a wonderfully chilling and entirely immersive feminist horror story. We follow a young girl named Layla as a string of exceptionally brutal murders upend her small town. One of the murdered men, and they are all men, is her best friend's father, and the two of them turn the sight of his death into a kind of clubhouse where they try to process the unfolding nightmare. The characters are well drawn, the suspense is taut, and a great final twist proves very fun, said PW. What a thrill for this young author.
The books are All the World Can Hold by Jung Yung, Truth Is by Hannah Sawyer, and The Night Is Not For You by Iman Quota. Weekly Reader Live at City Lit will begin at 10 a.m. in the Carey Center at the Maryland Center for History and Culture. For a full list of the day's activities, visit citylitproject.org. Check out the Weekly Reader podcast and archives at wypr.org. For the Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.